Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Wolter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer and depository service located at 3201 North Division Street inside of the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza, which is a big, beautiful building construction was completed on in 2005 or 6, built from the ground up for the industry-specific needs of our business, buying and selling precious metals, depository storage, jewelry, etc. Coins Plus is actively buying and selling all forms of precious metals, rare coins, collections, estates. We do appraisals and evaluations. We're jewelry experts and specialists. We buy and sell all types of diamonds. We offer diamonds to the public at wholesale costs. We are not a diamond retailer. We are technically a diamond wholesaler. We are a unique source for buying diamonds. We do not rely on diamonds or jewelry to operate or fund our business. It's a service that we chose to provide years back because of our basic knowledge and understanding of the jewelry business. We're not real crazy about it, and we believe that a lot of disservices happen to people in the jewelry industry, so we wanted to offer a fair and equitable source of jewelry and diamonds. We do a lot of all kinds of we build rings and all kinds of neat stuff. We use our inventory of diamonds, and we'll offer catalog selections a lot just because they literally will cost 1/7 to 1/5 the cost of custom work. A lot of jewelers will push custom work really hard, and people get really excited about it because it's so personable. But you can buy the same thing made far better, superior quality, with a perfect fit and finish for a fraction if you buy it from someone who's producing it in established machinery and they have molds made. So that's, you know, that between that and the fact that diamonds, we have a great diamond inventory and we offer them well below wholesale. We offer diamonds for far less than you can find anywhere on the internet, and that's a fact. No one will beat our prices on diamonds, apples to apples. It is important that you do understand quality. There's the four C's of a diamond. That's the color, the cut, the clarity, and of course the carat weight. All four of those go into the value calculation of a diamond. So many of these companies just push carat weight, nothing else. You end up in the industry with what we refer to as frozen spit. I know that's not a nice name, but we will educate you on the entire grading system and color. Color starts at D and goes up. D is the best, and it goes up from there. Diamonds go from flawless through slightly included, very slightly included, etc. All the major companies that are advertising, you know, 1 carat total weight for $9.99, it's just complete garbage. And you might think, well, I don't really care. Folks, I'm talking industrial quality garbage. If you pay $9.99 for some of these stones, you literally have lost your entire investment because the quality is so low. A lot of jewelers won't tell you this because they don't want to educate you because you're easier to sell to and they want to keep it all emotional. We like to educate you, make you think of it as an asset purchase, something you can put away for family, you know, an heirloom or something like that, or something if you need to liquidate later down the road. The price you paid is very fair, and it leaves you in a decent position of liquidity down the road. The bottom line is that if you don't know, we'll happily educate you because we know that an educated consumer becomes a loyal customer to Clock Tower Jewelry and Coins Plus. We take the same approach on everything we do. We definitely specialize in building awesome portfolios. We really know coins. We know precious metals. We know the industry well. We do sincerely recommend a well-balanced portfolio. I understand a lot of people are talking about gold and silver. They think about gold and silver. That's all they think they understand. There's volatility involved there. It's a hard, God-ordained, biblically endorsed and authorized asset that has been the pinnacle form of wealth since the beginning of written human history. It will always be there. Biblically, we know that. If you believe the Bible is very clear from the beginning of the end of the written Bible. Gold and silver are the pinnacle form of wealth. And until the very end, it talks about in the final days in the Bible, the days of judgment, people will be casting, it specifically says, they'll be casting their gold and silver in the streets. And to me, that is a wonderful insight into the future. God tells us, this stuff maintains worldly wealth until the very last day, folks. He also tells us that he's decking heaven out with gold. And as I touch on a lot, people go, you know, they tell the jokes about where the guy can bring whatever he wants to heaven and he brings all these bricks of gold. And Peter goes, why did you bring pavement? Well, that's not an accurate depiction. The point is, God built the ultimate, magnificent, phenomenally decked out place that we spend eternity, and he chose gold as a major material component in that construction. Okay, well, obviously gold's pretty important to him, so it should be pretty important to us. The only things that are biblically attributed as true wealth are gold, silver, livestock, real estate, human life, and precious stones, gemstones, and diamonds. And with gemstones, there's such a broad variety. Diamonds seem to be the most compact, simplest, easiest to understand. There are a bunch of sapphires and things like that that are phenomenal to have, just incredible pieces. There's such a wide band of variety within each type of gemstone that it can become a little bit complex, certainly too complex to explain on the radio show. Coins Plus also offers the highest rated privately held depository service in the Northwest region and beyond. And we offer our expertise to our clients and customers and investors to help you build the best short, middle, and long-term portfolio imaginable. And we help you invest for good times, bad times, and in-between times. A lot of people are really emphasizing the bad times. You know, they know the dollar is going to collapse. They know it. Everyone knows it. I think where we lose sight, we know that there's going to be tremendous wealth loss and incredible mayhem. But we lose sight of the fact that there's going to be almost 8 billion people on planet Earth. There's always going to be wealth at some level. Human beings create wealth. It's always going to be out there. When you get into like rare and collectible coins, as the population explodes and grows, there's more and more people to buy them. They always say future performance is based on historical record or future predictions are based on historical performance. Well, you can go all the way back to Roman coins after Rome collapsed. Roman coins have always maintained strong collectability. There is no exception. I'm talking all the way from their collapse in 200 AD till now. Roman coins have remained desirable. There are some Roman coins that aren't worth a lot. They might be worth 10 or 20 bucks in decent shape, but you have to remember those coins in their day were worth far, far less than a penny is to us today. A lot of foreign coins around the world now have values that are just minuscule, hundreds of fractions of our penny. We have a hard time understanding that because we think of the penny as the smallest possible currency denomination. That's not the case. During the Great Depression, rare coins had their best growth that they've ever seen. You know, there's been different bands of growth, but the bottom line is we balance our portfolios out between gold, silver, palladium, and platinum, semi-numismatic, the old, you know, semi-numismatic gold, pre-1933 U.S. gold, and then we also include numismatic products in a small percentage towards a portfolio, depending on what your overall holdings are. There's a lot of people out there that are heavily weighted just in straight bullion. They want solid assets that are going to grow. They know they're going to grow. They want to know they're going to grow. And as I've mentioned in the last few shows, just as when anyone refers to the stock market, they refer to like the Dow index or the S&P 500, I always explain the flaws with those. They remove and replace stocks. They're heavily manipulated because they have a small amount of stocks to mess with. They do that on purpose so they can just put their focus on manipulating 30 stocks rather than a million, etc. It's a very manipulative, deceptive index. When it comes to coins, there's also an index. It's called the Key Date and Rarities Index. And there's a number of other indexes, but we use the Key Date and Rarities Index because that's what we recommend in our investment portfolios. The nice thing about the Key Date and Rarities Index, they chose the coins that would remain in that index back in 1970, and none of them have changed. They've remained completely sound since then. In that approximate 40-year period of time, the Key Date and Rarities Index has gone up over 29-fold, and again, it's a very steady, solid, conservative growth graph. It's not all over the board where you can't figure out what's going on. To be frank, I am blown away at how consistent the growth level of that graph is. It looks so perfect, it's almost scary. The coin index has run in 10-year cycles, but those 10-year cycles are the peak valley convergent phases, and they're not near the volatility that we've seen in the metals, because the metals get heavily manipulated because the banks play in the metals. So the advantage of the metals is you're securing your wealth permanently in a long-term, biblically endorsed hard asset that's true wealth. It's actual money. You'll always have it. The second thing is the manipulators manipulate both directions. They'll push it down while they load their position up and fill orders, and then they'll let it go when they're loaded up and flush with metal, and they'll do it over and over. With rare coins and semi-numismatic coins, they're not manipulating the market like that, so its upward hill climb is a lot more steady and clean looking. So we build hard asset portfolios. In a lot of cases, we even include diamonds if people would like it, quality investment grade diamonds. But that's, you know, at that point, to go much more in depth into that, we do IRA rollovers. We do them all the time, every day, week, month, year, whatever. If you've got any type of a SEP or anything like that, 401ks or whatever, we can roll them over into physical hard asset, precious metal based investments for you without incurring the taxes. People really have a hard time understanding that. It is possible. That's no problem at all. It's very simple. The only thing I'd warn you, we have some companies we work with that we've had some great success with. We've had customers recently that go out online and find companies we've never heard of to handle self-directed IRAs, and they sign up, and it just does not go as smooth on that company's end. We have hand-selected a few companies, one in particular that we work with, because we do a lot of this. We know what their performance is. We know that it's fast and easy and painless.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, at the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And now, back to True Wealth.
So I'm sure all of you have heard about this movie Noah that came out that I was all excited about. My biggest concern was that they would have it wrong, because a lot of the books of the Bible that were present around the time when Christ said, "As in the days of Noah, so shall the time of the coming of the Son of Man be." I assume that the flaw in the movie would be because that they didn't do the research to dig out all the ancillary books that explain all the activities going on around the flood of Noah that are outside of our canonized Bible now. I didn't suspect that they would absolutely turn the movie into a blasphemous mockery of the Bible, which is what they did. Save your money, don't give these people money, and tell your friends. They basically made this movie about everything against the Bible. The sin that's committed is basically global warming, polluting the earth, you know, all these things about cutting down all the trees, all this kind of crazy foolishness. They had prehistoric fracking and all this heavy liberal green agenda. So the actual demise of the earth was Mother Nature, or Gaia, throwing a temper tantrum because of man's abuse of the earth before the flood. And then, of course, Noah at one point is holding a knife, thinking about killing his whole family because humans are so horrible to the earth. And they make it out like the whole thing, like the one that says this is your domain, you know, that you're master of the domain. That's the evil one. And so it's exactly the opposite of the Bible and the teachings of the Bible. Save your money. It's a blasphemous mockery. The timing is a bit ironic when we know we see signs of the end times. The Bible tells us the end times are going to have similarities to Noah, and the similarities are sin and deception and blasphemy, and yet a movie about Noah that's blasphemous comes out in what appears to have a lot of the symptoms of end times. We had another Fort Hood shooting this weekend, which is unbelievable. Bottom line is, it's simple. If every man carried upon himself a firearm, the ability to take another man's life, society would regulate itself well. Can you imagine on a military base, these guys are not allowed to carry firearms? I mean, what is this? We train these people to handle firearms and we're afraid of them carrying them. And, you know, that's a conversation, I guess. I don't know. Folks, the whole firearms thing, Second Amendment, we don't believe it the way our founding fathers believed it. They understood the strength and importance of bearing weapons. And it is, you know, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of responsibility that goes with it. And I would have no problem with an educational course that people had to pass in school. I did. I grew up in Montana. We had hunter safety. And in junior high, all the kids, all the boys brought their rifles to school on the bus to go to hunter safety after school and go out to the rifle range to learn how to shoot our guns. That's Montana. We didn't have any problems. No one was playing with them. Everybody respected them. If anybody started messing around, I can tell you right now what the other kids would do. They'd be telling them to straighten up right now and they'd make sure they did it. We've got third world Muslim countries raising thugs and hoods that are handling firearms from the time they're infants. And we don't even know how to handle firearms in a country that's what made us great in the first place. If you do not have a concealed weapons permit, you should get it. You should learn how to shoot a gun and you should bear arms. I mean, I'm not telling everybody to pack heat all the time. You need to have that handled so that you can put a gun in your car and all this without falling into all the bureaucratic mess of the gun laws in the state of Washington. But it's also important to carry, you know, a considerable amount of the time. I do. I mean, it's safe, it's legal, and it's, you know, it's necessary. I think there's a lot of situations that have come up over the years where if someone who was carrying a weapon was there, it would have turned out a lot different. That's why they call guns the equalizer. Another thing I wanted to touch on, this gender equality stuff, folks, here we go. Hillary Clinton's going to be running for president. They're already predicting she's going to win, and I've already heard them talking about our staff. There is a high likelihood, I hate to admit it, that things have changed. We've let such an onslaught of illegal immigrants come into this country, and we've put so many people on the dole, and we've jammed this unaffordable health care act through. And this last week, Obama's out just lying to everybody, telling them that we hit all these great goals. And then his argument is, why are these guys so determined to make sure nobody gets health insurance? It has nothing to do with that, and everyone knows that. The lies and deception has taken everything so much further than we've ever been before. We are no holds barred on deceptive immorality, lies, and deception. We're living under the rules of radicals by Saul Alinsky. The right is being bullied and ridiculed by academia. by the media, and these people are being trained to do this. Now, gender equality is a segue into sexual equality, which segues into legalized deviancy and government-endorsed perversion, which we are already seeing in our sex education programs taught in our school systems. They're teaching our children from a much too young age of impressionability that homosexuality is just as normal and as acceptable as heterosexuality. The power of suggestion combined with a lack of moral direction is exactly how little children are deceived and lured into lewd acts of perversion, including rape and molestation. They trust adults and figures of authority, including the older kids in the neighborhood, and young children accept their word for the things they're told. We all have to learn the hard way that the world's filled with many harsh and hurtful deceptions, but when deception and illusion begins and ends with the leaders in our government, the problem runs deep and the issue flies in the face of God's truths. The ramming down our throat of homosexual marriage, folks, here's the fact. They're homosexual unions. That's what they should be called, not marriage. They can share the legal benefits of marriage, but do not demand to take the word marriage. The word marriage is a specifically biblical word created by God for the man and woman He specifically created for that word in the first place. God made man and gave him a woman so they could enter into marriage. Marriage was made by God for a man and a woman. The woman was made for the man. Men and women were created specifically to fulfill God's creation of marriage. Marriage represents the relationship between Christ and His church. In a marriage, the man's leadership and care over the woman represents Christ's leadership and care over His church. The woman's commitment and dedication and surrender to the man represents the commitment and dedication and surrender of the church to Christ. The sexual union between a man and a woman in a marriage represents the indwelling of Christ's church body by the Holy Spirit. The debate's not over whether or not homosexuality is right or wrong. Everyone knows it's not right. They try to argue that opponents of gay marriage are trying to tell people who they can or cannot love, which is complete hogwash. Luckily, the New Testament Greek language has 7 different definitional words for our one word for love. God leaves no loopholes, as one of those Greek words for love describes a deviant, lustfully perverted sexual desire. So no, we aren't trying to control who these people have a deviantly perverted sexual relationship with. We're just trying to educate people as to what the origin and definition of the word marriage is. For those of you who may be unsure or deceived, there's absolutely no room for doubt left in the Bible that God considers homosexuality a complete abomination and He totally abhors it. It disgusts Him and it's a mockery of His wonderful creation. The physical union between a man and a woman is one of the wonders of God's creation, and those men who pervert that gift through homosexuality are completely defiling their entire personhood. The Bible suggests that female homosexuality is a societal byproduct of male homosexuality because women typically follow the man's sexual lead. Romans 1 is very clear that those men who pursue homosexual acts are receiving their due punishment in the very conduct of the act itself. The forcing of gender equality and homosexuality on society is all part of the Fabianistic idealism that was seen in like these books, Aldous Huxley's A Brave New World and even 1984. They want no gender difference, which is sheer idiocy, but they can integrate it into the law. They want men and women to be the same in all ways. Obviously, there is no equality in the genders, but they take the law to feminize and dumb men down, and they use legislation and regulation to raise women up. They tell us all the time that women aren't getting paid equal pay for equal work. Well, the studies that have come out show women make less money because they don't take the higher positions, they take more time off, they take maternity leave. The studies that they're trying to use are not saying equal pay for equal work. It's all deception. And the other thing, too, with the homosexuality, it's the same thing. It's gender neutrality. If everybody's alike, what's the difference? It's like we're a bunch of asexual morons running around. And that's really, I don't know what the logic is other than just a sheer mockery of God's creation, the wonderment of God's creation, the differences between a man and a woman, the wonders of, a man was created in God's image, a woman created in man's image, a woman created as a helpmate, a person to really enhance, edify, encourage, build up, and make a man whole. I know there's some men that choose to be single their whole lives, or some marriages crumble because people don't have the proper perspective of things. A proper marriage will make the two people much more fulfilled, but their gender roles must be executed properly. As the world strips away the God-given biblical gender roles, yes, you're going to have a breakdown in the family and a breakdown in the marriage. If there's no difference between the man and the woman, and two lesbian women can raise children and so on, what difference is there going to be other than everyone's going to be equally messed up and dysfunctional, and the traditional nuclear family now is become a mockery of society? It seems like everyone I talk to is asking why in the world the Republicans refuse to stand up or say anything. Why are they refusing to beat the drum of truth no matter where they are or what they're doing? Why have they caved in and surrendered to the dominance of godless liberalism? Because we're losing our grip on what is truly true. Truth is rapidly losing its value. Truth has always been a valuable commodity, the highest valued commodity in the world. He who had the truth could ultimately dominate deception, not any longer. The media and academia has captured the minds of American citizens and citizens of the world. The U.S. used to have a corner on truth. We had it and we knew it. Our system was built on the truth of the Bible, and we knew we were right. In the last two decades, we've abandoned the real truths, God's truth, for absolute truth and a reactive acceptance of all religions, any religion and no religion, anything but Christianity. The left is being raised to be filled with hatred and vitriol and a desire to destroy anyone who believes they have a corner on truth or have the arrogance to insist they're right and are determined to stand on what they believe in to be true. Anyone who gets in their way gets bullied. Bullying's become the perfected and preferred tactic of the left as they attempt to squash their opponents through fear, threat of force, violence, and rhetorical intimidation on every major issue facing America today. They use their friends in the media to bully conservatives and mock and devastate Christians. They use the race card, class card, sexism card, and now the gender card, and every means at their disposal to shut their opponents up. Their behavior is unbiblical, ungodly, unprincipled, and spiritually dark and deceptive. Tactics and intentions are used to squelch their opponents and quash the truth. Leadership has a huge influence. From a restaurant manager to the president of a country, his leadership has changed the sentiment, attitude, everything about this nation, and it's starting to permeate every aspect of who we are. There's so many people buying into it, and this filters down and gets taught to our children. The media are no holds barred. Even the Fox News conservative is just moving more and more centristly left. Everyone's ashamed of the truth, and that's what they do effectively. That's what Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals said. They want to ridicule and mock and destroy. This is not like any times past. We have a small amount of time to gain this country back for truth and righteousness and justice, or it will be gone for good, and it will demise, just as the Israelites have demised, just as every example God's given us in the Bible of every nation and group of people have demised. We will be another story of the failure of God's people turning our backs and walking away from Him. Each one of us needs to do the right thing, no matter what the cost. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care. God bless. Have a fantastic week. You can contact Coins Plus in Spokane at 444-0044 or through our website at coinsplus.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus, located in Spokane, Washington, at 3201 North Division Street in the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And remember to join us every week for True Wealth.